Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it will, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are a teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord says to him, "You are a teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this?" St. John Chrysostom says, "These are words of gentleness, not words of anger." And he says, it's a lesson to all of us as we try to assist others to grow in the faith, that the path of gentleness is always the best path to follow. St. Augustine says, "Do you think our Lord was trying to insult this master of Israel?" He said he was not trying to insult him. He wished him to be born of the Spirit. And no one is born of the Spirit except that he first be made humble. My brothers and sisters, every time the Holy Spirit wants to increase his life in us, it is always first by means of a previous growth in humility. So every time he desires to exalt us, he first humbles us. Now, I don't necessarily mean through a humiliation, but as St. John Chrysostom says of this moment, our Lord did not charge this man with any wickedness. His heart was open, but there was a lack of wisdom, and he had to become aware of that in order that he might open himself to receiving the Holy Spirit. And so how does this work in our day-to-day lives? St. John of the Cross has this beautiful expression. He says, "The spiritual life, it is not the path of knowing." It's not like as we advance, "Oh my gosh, now I've got it." He says, "The spiritual life is the path of unknowing." The further we advance, the more we realize how much we still have to grow. And so as we are advancing, we'll go, "Oh my gosh, how did I not see that before?" Or we'll have this understanding, "I don't know how to pray. Holy Spirit, come teach me how to pray." Or the realization, "I don't love. I lack charity. Holy Spirit, fill me with your charity." He first humbles us in order to exalt us, in order to increase his life within us. May we ask the Holy Spirit that we might not be afraid to travel the path of unknowing, but that we always have the humility to call upon him to enlighten us.